This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Singabush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brooklyn's. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
A lot at stake tonight here on Scores Broadcast. Anna on the road at Botkins in a big Shelby County Athletic League matchup. It's early in the season, but these two teams collide. They are two of three unbeatens in SCAL play. Botkins 3-0, Anna 1-0. Jackson Center also a victory without a loss. Both Botkins and Anna would have preferred to have played four or five games by now. Botkins has had two postponed. Of course, Anna got the late start because of the deep run in football going all the way to the regional championship game. But important clash tonight, Botkins and Anna. Botkins won the last eight meetings, believe it or not, nine of the last ten. Prior to that, Anna won 15 in a row. So it's been lopsided over the last 10 to 15 years. Botkins hot lately, Anna previously. This year, I would say about as even as these two teams have been in quite some time. I'm Jack Kramer along with Bryant Billing, who is here with us. Bryant from the Dayton Daily News, formerly Sydney Daily News, now at the DDN. Photographer, videographer, writer, all-around true media journalist. Bryant Billing, thanks for joining us here at Botkins tonight.
Absolutely. Happy to be here. Great game here for my first taste of Shelby County League basketball this season. Between the last two teams undefeated overall, of course, Jackson still undefeated as you just ran down the league standings a moment ago in league play. But always fun when these two neighboring rivals get together.
JV game in progress right now, late in the third quarter. And Botkins owns a 53-26 lead over Anna. That's what I mean about how talent goes in cycles. Botkins strong, varsity club, and whipping Anna by 27 in the JV tilt here very late in the third quarter of play. Shelby County Athletic League boys race promises to be very compressed, tighter from top to bottom than in recent years. Past several seasons, in the case of everybody playing for second behind Rushi, not so much this year because it is an improved league in the middle and at the bottom. There's no Rushi 29-0 perfection like there was a year ago. Fairlawn will make some noise, already has good young talent at Fairlawn, which is experiencing a resurgent. Don't sleep on Houston or you'll get a wake-up call, that's for sure. Fort Laramie may be one of the top two defensive teams in the conference this year. Shooting needs to improve. Rushi, a very good young talent, lean on varsity experience, but it is a skilled team and is coming along rather quickly, I think. Anna is sizable. We'll see the Rockets firsthand here tonight. It's a very big team all throughout the roster. Botkins, a fine blend of guard, wing, and post play. That's been the case the last several seasons for the Botkins Trojans. And Jackson Center has enough core talent back from last year, especially shooters, to be mighty dangerous. We're looking forward to a fine campaign, the boys' race in the Shelby County Athletic League. I am so pleased here in our pregame segment to be joined at Botkins High School by Colton Plyman, graduate from Botkins a year ago. He is now at the University of Findlay, majoring in business management. Colton, two-time SCAL champ in the shot and discus, six-time all-district, district champ in discus, regional runner-up in discus, three-time state qualifier, twice discus, once in shot, two-time regional runner-up in hoops, basketball, in 2022 and 2025. Glad to have you with me, Colton. Speak up right into that microphone. Say a few words so we can check your mic levels.
It's nice to be with you here on this fine, windy afternoon.
Hey, tell me all about, first of all, what your two brothers are doing and the level of competition among the three of you in so many different ways. Highlight Carter and Jared, as I recall, and
Jacob.
I'm sorry. Oh, I had the J right.
Oh, yeah.
I've got Alzheimer's. Not yet. But to talk about Carter and Jacob and what they mean to you, they've set great examples. Mm-hmm. And no doubt, the three of you have had a little competition going on. You got them whipped. You got them whipped in the sports of shot and discus.
Absolutely. I mean, it's amazing having two older athletic brothers such as those two. I mean, they've set such a great example for me as who I want to be as a kid and when I wanted to grow up, along with all the athletic talent. And I mean, obviously there's going to be some bickering between brothers, but I feel like it's just a lot more insinuated being all athletic and stuff.
Who do you resemble more of, Jacob or Carter?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm probably going to have to say Carter, just in the way that, like, we both think alike.
Okay.
And that we both get on Jacob quite a bit.
Okay. In preference, blondes or brunettes? I threw you a curve.
Absolutely.
What got you started in shot and discus?
Well, I always did cross country in junior high, and then I realized I'm a little bit too big and slow to be running, so I'm like, might as well throw around some heavy things, and I liked it and kept doing it.
Oh, I love the way you played the post in high school basketball. You took up space, and you distributed the ball so well out of the middle of the floor, and you sneaked up on clubs about the time they forgot about you a little bit. You were catching the ball or getting a rebound off the glass and sticking it back in.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Training in the off season, are you going to be active at Findlay in track and field?
Yep. So training for the off season is very, like, weight oriented, so I'm going to be up in the weight room about 3 or 4 times a week, and then on off days I'm just really resting my body and going out and throwing.
Talking with Colton Plyman, whose brothers Carter and Jacob performed athletic steering at Watkins High School. Wow, that 2021 state championship team. Oh, I remember it so well down at UD, beating Richmond Heights and then Columbus Grove. A fantastic weekend at the UD Arena. I can remember the threes thrown in by Meyer from long range, two big ones late, and then Jacob actually sealed it with a big free throw, which rattled around in the cylinder for about 5 seconds, shook the backboard before finally settling in and going down through the net. That gave the Trojans a 4-point lead and put the game away. What are your long-term and short-term goals? I know you're a business management major. Am I asking you a question that is maybe too far down the line, but do you have a career in mind? What do you think?
I can't say I really have, like, a specific career in mind, but I'd like to get into maybe some, like, HR management or something like that.
Good. Growing field. People go to work. We always need a human resources vice president.
Absolutely.
No doubt about it. Hey, what do you think of the Shelby County Athletic League this year in boys basketball? It's a toss-up, a wide-open race. 9-3, Mike tied for the championship.
Absolutely. I mean, me and my dad talked about that a lot this summer, and we're always wondering, like, how everyone's going to look this year. I mean, obviously, Rushi graduated 11 seniors, so they're kind of lacking in experience there, but I feel like they've got the means to make up for that talent-wise, and obviously I'm going to be a little bit biased towards my hometown Trojans, and I think, like, we're going to have a good shot to win the league if we can win some big games here against the Anna Rockets and then the Tigers, too.
Update again, Jacob and Carter are where in school and studying what?
So Jacob is at the University of Tiffin studying computer sciences, and then Carter is also at Heidelberg studying some accounting.
Thank you for joining us here prior to tonight's game between Watkins and Anna. We are 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter of the JV tilt, and Watkins is rolling over Anna to the tune of 60-35. I am sure that Coach Phil Groves would love to be able to sneak you into a uniform and get you on the court tonight, because this Anna team is big.
Absolutely. Looking at it, they look pretty big, and they look like they could dominate you in the lower post.
So you're telling me you do not have an extra year of eligibility left?
I wish I did, but I think that's a little bit before my time.
Colton Plyman, thank you so much for joining us here before the Anna Watkins game tonight on our pregame segment on scoresbroadcast.com. Tell your family, your parents, and both Jacob and Carter, we said hello at Scores Broadcast.
I will. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. 2:50 left in our JV tilt here tonight. It is Watkins running away from Anna. Should be a fine varsity game, a lot at stake. Early season supremacy in the Shelby County Athletic League boys standings on the line here tonight. I'm Jack Kramer along with Bryant Billing, back in a couple minutes here on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
A little Huey Lewis and the news. We welcome you back here to Bodkins. Jack Kramer, Bryant Billing. We're about 20 minutes or so away from the start of a varsity game between the Trojans and Rockets. Thanks so much to Osgood Bank. OsgoodBank.com, new location as of this past spring in Rushi, also in Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, Chickasaw, and Osgood, OsgoodBank.com. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. So many thanks to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, LACAL, LaCal, came to Jackson Center from L.A., California back in 1983. Original founding sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com 21 years ago. Couldn't have gotten started without the support from LaCal. Amazing assistance every year since as well. LaCal Equipment, we salute everybody at LaCal. Thank you so much. Ceremony took place prior to our JV game here tonight as Bodkins High School honored excellence in track and field spring 2025 and boys cross country fall of 2025. The boys cross country club finished seventh in the state. Members included Lucas Arnold, all Ohioan, Sawyer Braun, Liam Schumann, Wesley Gutman, Carson Euchre, Ryan Koenig, Wesley Munger, Owen Zimpfer, and Preston Groves, coaches Tony Arnold and Ryan Gutman. And the spring 2025 track and field members were recognized for their excellence in that sport. Du Bois 4 by 800 meter relay. Lucas Arnold, Colin Dosick, Carson Euchre, and Carson Brown. Boys 3,200 meter run. Carson Brown was recognized. Grace Gutman was saluted for her excellence in the girls 800. The boys 800, Colin Dosick. Boys shot put, Colton Plyman and Noah Schuler. And boys discus, Colton Plyman and Aiden Egbert. Bryant, there are sports other than basketball, football, and baseball. They include track and field. Excellence here at Botkins for sure.
Yes, and they have been a part of what has been a really good run here in the Shelby County League the last several years. They have consistently been able to make state, and you've seen athletes, I think, from every single school that have made state in the last 5 years. That includes Houston and Fairlawn, too. I know they've had a couple of girls that have made it who have done really well. And it's been fun when I was here to see the success in all sports from athletes. It really speaks to how good everyone is here, but how seriously everyone takes athletics.
Very good observation. Thank you so much. A lot of size on the floor tonight in this boys' basketball game as we say hello to Francis Schulze in Rushi, which offers that winning combination of style and timeless appeal using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements for these two teams tonight. One big building component is how big these two clubs are. Botkins features Owen Zimpfer at 6'6", James Steinke at 6'4", and Anna's loaded with size, too. Julian Stearns at 6'7", comes off the bench. Brady Winning, 6'4", A.J. Barhorst, 6'4", Carter Winning at 6'6". Who is going to win the battle of muscle down below the foul line? That's certainly a key building component tonight. They open the doors to success for these two teams. How well these clubs manage those building components. And remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space in inspiring that winning combination of style and timeless appeal. With exceptional doors for every space in your home, thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. Well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at Lumber Dealers Home Centers and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis. And the inside play tonight out on the court may very well open the door to success for one of these two clubs. Each team extremely well coached. Phil Groves, head man at Botkins, year number 5, right at 20 wins per season. Nate Barhorst, 15 years at Anna. He's at about 18 wins per campaign. Did I say Phil Groves, 20 years per season?
20 wins.
20 wins per season. I'm getting my years and wins mixed up. But he's right at 20, beginning his fifth year. Nate Barhorst right at 18 as he begins his 15th year. Botkins has had the upper hand over the last four campaigns, winning 8 in a row, 9 of the last 10. Anna won the previous 15 before that. A lot at stake tonight. You might think, well, it's early in the season. Game's not that important. There won't be jitters. But, Bryant, I think there will be some nerves early on. A lot of people talked all summer long about Botkins and Anna at the top of the league in the SCAL this winter, and here we are.
Yeah, it's always, I think there's always nerves when this is your really first big game. And for a lot of these guys on both sides of the floor tonight, it's their first big game, period, with a lot of new faces playing for both of these teams tonight. It's always easier when it's not your very first game. So they've both been able to get a couple under their belt. So that always makes it easier. You do see that at times where you go right out of the gate with a really tough one. And that can be difficult to deal with. In fact, I remember a few years ago, it was, I've just blanked on his name. He's up in Lyman now. He was the coach when Botkins one state in 2021.
Oh, yes.
You didn't blank on his name either.
Outstanding. Went to Bath, I think. To Lima Bath.
Yes. Oh, I can't believe we both blanked on his name.
And I think now he's at LCC.
Yes. Yeah. His very first game was down at Anna, and that was a wake-up call. That was a big Anna win, probably one of the last in that streak of 15 you were talking about. It changed shortly after that.
Right.
So it always makes it easier when you get a few under your belt, and they've certainly had some success, as, again, these are the last two overall undefeated teams among the seven Shelby County League teams.
And the fans sense the significance of this game. Great crowd. There's a buzz. It's a little electric in the air. It's like a district final. And I think by February, Shelby County League boys' standings may be good enough to have three clubs advance on to the regional, the Sweet 16 in Division 7. SCAL is going to be relevant in the tournament with seven divisions from now on. That's
yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely. Every single year. You know, it's different when it's four, when you just have that many more teams, and with what they've done to expand postseason competition, it just opens the door for those Shelby County League teams that had to knock each other out so often in the Pickwa Division 4 sectional.
Yep.
Now you have a few more that are playing in either Division 5 or Division 6. You lessen the amount that is in the smallest in Division 7. And, of course, they've switched it up with the way you can place yourself on the bracket throughout the entire district. So, yeah, the door is going to be open each and every year to make deep runs. And it was a great run last year. We had the example last year of what teams are able to do with what Bakken's did in getting to that regional final to take on Rushi.
Yep, the seven divisions, the super sectional / district configuration, all of that makes Shelby County teams extremely relevant come tournament time, certainly. Tentative starters here tonight for the homestanding Bakken Trojans: Eli Pitts, Will Monnen, Owen Zimpfer, James Steinke, Tucker Hillskamp. Pitts, a 6-foot junior, Monnen, a 6'2 sophomore, Zimpfer, a 6'6 senior, Steinke, a 6'4 senior, Hillskamp, a 6'1" senior. For the Anna Rockets, Logan Ziegenbusch, Blake Bixler, Ryan Platfoot, A.J. Barhorst, and Brady Wenning will no doubt comprise the opening five. Ziegenbusch, a 5'11 sophomore football quarterback. Bixler, 6'1 senior starter. Platfoot, 5'11 junior. A.J. Barhorst, a 6'4 senior. Brady Wenning, a 6'4 senior. His brother is Carter, who will see action off the bench. Hey, we currently produce over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year. While maintaining strict quality and accuracy standards, we are production support in Rushi. We provide customized kitting and poly packaging of your products. And we offer assembly and warehousing, too. Production support always looking to expand its team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, ProductionSupportInc.com. That's ProductionSupportInc.com. Production support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service. At Production Support, your job is in the bag. Also in Rushi is Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. Hey, if you've got a short-term or long-term sense of pain or discomfort, well, improve your mobility and well-being at Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness, 102 East Main in Rushi. Talk with Dr. Katie Bargy about a plan to restore your overall wellness. Restore Physical Therapy treats all orthopedic and neurological conditions and provides balance and vestibular rehabilitation to assist restoring your overall function, strength, and agility. Restore Physical Therapy also performs dry needling services and running gait analysis. Restore enables your initial consultation to be made without a doctor's referral. and we work closely with your physician to best serve you. Contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness at 937-710-8744, 910-8744. Get right with Restore, and let Restore restore your well-being. Jack Kramer, Bryant Billing here at Botkins. Botkins Trojans host the Anna Rockets in a big SCAL boys clash tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home. The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Botkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnipple say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhardt Homes.
Corey Eisenhardt was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhardt Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhardt kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhardt.
You will too, with all your heart. In Botkins, EisenhardtHomes.com. EisenHardt. For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the Food Court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouthwatering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. C-U-R-L-Y-S meats.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing back at Bodkins. Last night in girls action, we covered the game between Fort Loramie and Anna at the Anna High School gym. Fort Loramie girls won 40-37 on a shot with 4 seconds to go from behind the arc by Kendall Tennery. Fort Loramie a winner by three. Bodkins handled Jackson Center easily on the road. And Rushi finally put away Houston in the second half by a score of 37-23. Tonight, in addition to this game, Fairlawn's at Fort Loramie in boys action. Jackson Center's at Houston. Riverside is playing at Fairlawn. Games tomorrow on the boys' side. Anna's at New Bremen. Bodkins at Brantford. Calvary Christian's at Fairlawn. Houston's at Minster. Rushi's at Coldwater. In girls' games, Bodkins at Parkway. Minster's at Anna. New Knoxville's at Jackson Center. And Rushi is on the road against New Bremen. Shelby County Veterans Services at 133 South Ohio in Sydney offers many services to veterans and their eligible family members. These services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, the on-site food pantry, just to name several. Shelby County Veterans Services is here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call our office, 937-498-7282, to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit the website, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. That's veterans, plural, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. Or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Boys high school basketball in the Shelby County Athletic League tonight. From here at Bodkins, Anna Rockets come to town. Both teams unbeaten on the year. Bodkins 3-0 in the league. Anna 1-0. It should be an exciting game. A lot at stake. Early season supremacy in the SCAL. Back with the opening tip in just a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Bodkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bodkins is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake.
Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky, real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our pumpkin spice caramel cake. With layers of ice cream and Frisch's pumpkin spice cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left. As popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, the lights have been dimmed, and the Botkins Trojans are being introduced under spotlight here at the BHS Gym. We received several texts letting us know that the coach of the Botkins Trojans, when Botkins won the state championship in 2021, was Sean Powell. That ended his short run at Botkins. Phil Groves has filled the bill ever since. Sean went on to Lima Bath and then LCC. Thanks so much for our listeners. Whenever we have a brain glitch,
yes,
our listeners are Johnny on the spot.
Yes.
A proud sponsor on Scores Broadcast, Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers the same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business that began in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, pleased to take part with ScoresBroadcast.com and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes, our future leaders. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and for tomorrow. Oh, we've got a huge crowd at Botkins. The mezzanine where we sit is nearly full. Lower bowl across the way, 90% packed. Lower bowl directly below Bryant Billing and I is jammed. Every seat taken. Nearly a sellout at Botkins for this early season showdown between the Botkins Trojans and Anna Rockets. Anna in the road green, white numbers, some white and black trim. Botkins white uniforms, black numerals, gold and black piping. Opening tip to start the game is won by Eli Pitts of Botkins. It's Pitts, Monin, Zimper, Stipe, and Hillscamp, and Kyle Bachman right out of the chute makes a 5-second call. Good defense by Anna as Pitts couldn't get rid of it. Tight D by the Rockets triggered that opening mistake. Anna with possession, moving from right to left on your computer screen or phone as you use your imagination tonight. Top of the circle, it's Siggenbusch with the ball for Anna. Bad pass. Each team with an error out of the chute. Here comes Botkins down the floor. Monin top of the circle. Throws it near side. Wide of the mark. Good save by Steinke. Defense for both teams is really snug. They are clamping down. Hillscamp burrows into the lane. Muscles up a bank shot. Tightly defended. Missed it. No good rebound. Anna. Anna in backcourt. Quickly. Flat foot up ahead. Shot fake by him. Gave it up. Got it back. Threw it low post right. Powering to the rim and scoring on the play on the interior. A.J. Barhorst. 7 points a game. 6'4 senior. Son of the head coach, Nate. 2-0 Anna. Deep in the right corner for Botkins. It is Monin. Into the post is Steinke. He goes to work, gets around flat foot, overshoots it. Four-footer was strong. Botkins missing one in tight again. Anna with the rebound. Flat foot outside the arc of the left. Gets a high screen. Rotates it right part of the floor to Pitts. Pitts hits a cutter down the lane. Siggenbusch on the layup. Pitts was beaten. My mistake. Pitts didn't receive the pass. Siggenbusch cut to the hoop. And he was spotted. Dealt a nice feed. And Anna's on the board quickly, 4-0. Hillscamp right down the pipe for Botkins. He split two defenders, went to the backboard and scored. 4-2. Anna up by a bucket. Here come the Rockets. Forecourt right at Flatfoot. Gives it up to the three-point shooter. It's good from long distance. Wow. Brady winning. 6'4 senior. He was almost alongside the Botkins cheerleaders. He was in bounds and drained a triple to give Anna a 7-2 lead. Hillscamp down low. Feeds it cross court to Pitts. Pitts fires up a three. He's got it. Red hot shooting at the start. 7-5. These two clubs starting out displaying to us how meaningful this game is. Shooting has been excellent. Oh, here's a dribble drive down the lane, all the way to the rack. Layup is good on the play by Flatfoot as he did what Botkins just did. Tipped right past a couple defenders. Found a seam, laid it through. 9-5 Anna. We played 3 minutes opening quarter. With the ball, Pitts, high right, now goes high left. Look at the drive of Pitts, he's really strong. He's challenging Siggenbusch, who fouled him at the basket. Two free throws for Pitts of Botkins, which trails 9-5, 4:37 left here in the first quarter. The left-hander Pitts misses, it clangs off the rim, no good. Pitts at 18 points versus Fort Loramie, 6 foot junior. Started every game a year ago. Second free throw is swished. 9-6, Anna by three. Anna walks it to the timeline. Buzzer sounds inadvertently. Very good officiating crew. I recognize them all. Gives us an opportunity to highlight one of our fine sponsors here on Scores Broadcast, Schaefer Market, your new community go-to store in Fort Loramie, located on South Main. It's gone local. We have found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. So we offer Winter's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, and Hunt Brothers Pizza. Scoreboard issue being rectified, 9-6 the score. Anna up three over Botkins, 4:40 to go in the first. It's been a good shooting start after a couple of shots around the rim were missed for each team. Both clubs have found the range. at Schaefer Market. Sample our hot daily lunches in the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market. That's why I'm headed there on Monday. Oh, that new smoothie machine has got me fired up about the Schaefer Market. More about the market in a minute. And with possession, here is a drive into the right corner. Anna, offensive player, says he was held. He's called for traveling on the play. That was a tight call. Ryland Flatfoot turned it over. Botkin's possession down to three. We approach the four-minute mark here in the first. Monin straight away goes to Hillskamp. Hillskamp on the bounce. Hits a teammate down low on the right. Little seven-footer by Will Monin. Hits the back flange. No good. Rebound Anna. Rockets quickly down the floor. Ball thrown on the play to Ziegenbusch. Ziegenbusch delivers a pass. Baseline left. No one home. And it goes out of bounds. We're stuck at 9-6. Having entered the game for Anna is Carter Winning, 6'6 junior, averaging 6.5 a game. 3:50 left to go, opening period. Anna up three. Monin circles, top of the circle. Look for Zimper cutting. Zimper hasn't touched it yet. Cross-court pass, Monin. He buries a three ball. Will Monin from long distance. We're tied at 9. Here's Anna beating Botkins down the floor. Powering to the rim. Bank shot good. Brady Winning, 7-footer. 11-9 Anna. Boy, it is high-octane offense as Anna swipes it from Botkins. Trojans in the half court coughed it up. Long three-point try by Flatfoot. Swish! Flatfoot hits it. 14-9, Anna. We've only played 4 minutes and 50 seconds. 23 points scored. Here is Hillskamp. Left wing, Monin. Monin gets a screen from Zimpfer. Goes near side to Pitts. Pitts guarded by Ziegenbusch. Pitts fakes left, goes right. On the arc is Hillskamp. Oh, he spins into the paint area. There's a cluster of green. Ball is pried loose. There's a jump. Arrow favors Anna Rockets, who are up 5. Bryant, quick start to this game. Both teams at a pell-mell pace. Good shooting at the outset.
Very good shooting. Anna is a perfect 6-for-6 from the floor right now. Botkins is 3-for-5.
Whew. Terrific crowd on hand here at Botkins. Not many empty seats. Anna in backcourt. Ball thrown up and over the timeline to Carter Winning. Right down the lane. He feeds his brother Brady Winning. Layup is good. Anna beat pressure. Had a 3-on-2 in the half court. 16-9. Anna up 7. 7 straight for the Rockets. Brady Welch on the floor now. 5'10 junior for Botkins. Ball thrown to a teammate. Cross court. It's Pitts. He's handcuffed as he started a drive. It is ruled a common foul. Anna has struck often here at the outset of this game, up 16-9 as Hillskamp unloads a long three after collecting the inbounds pass, missed it. It bounced up and over the backboard, and Anna will bring it down. Ball being walked to center court by Flatfoot. Straight away, Brady Winning. Bounce pass right flank to Carter. Hitting a cutter down the lane. Flatfoot, he catches and scores. Good teamwork. Anna Botkins, timeout. Down 9. 18-9 Rockets. 2 minutes left, opening period. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
And welcome back to Botkins. I'm Jack Kramer along with Bryant Billing. I've sensed a little decrease in audio power suddenly, not sure why. We have Botkins in backcourt with the ball down by 9, 18-9. A minute 55 left to go here in the opening period. Anna's come out red hot. Red hot, they're wearing green. They're sporting the Christmas colors here at the beginning of this game. Long three-point try by Will Monin. Hits the rim, backboard no good. Rebounding foul down inside against an Anna player. Botkins will throw it in below the basket. Playmaker Eli Pitts, 6-foot junior. 9-point lead, Anna. Ball pitch to Hillscamp, top of the circle. Right wing, Brady Welsh. They look for Zimper down inside. He's touched it rarely in this game. Vincent Bayless on the floor now. 6'5 freshman. 25 feet out, it's Eli Pitts. Fakes left, goes right. Goes around flat foot, reverse layup. Pitts on the rim, no good. Rebound, Botkins. Ooh, Bayless is mugged from behind. Let's see if he was in the act of shooting. Don't think he was. He'd gotten the rebound, but had not gone up off his feet to stick it in. Inbounding Botkins right of the basket. Bryant, this game was tied at 9. 9 straight points by Anna in the last 2.5 minutes.
And again, they've just been red hot so far tonight, have yet to miss a shot.
Amazing first quarter by Anna. Here's Vincent Bayless turning the corner, driving to the rim. The 6'5 Frost has it blocked off the backboard by Brady Winning. Anna down the floor, knocked away out of bounds off Botkins. A minute 7 left. Opening period of play, 18-9 Anna. Baseline left of the rim. Ziegenbusch inbounds on the arc to Platfoot. Platfoot throws it cross court to Ziegenbusch. He looks for Bixler out front at center court. Bixler gathers it. He's been checked by Welsh. 52 seconds to go, first quarter. Anna leads it 18-9. Uh-oh, moving screen against the Rockets. Kyle Bachman makes the call. 47 ticks left on the scoreboard. And we're winding down late first quarter. Botkins hasn't scored in 3 minutes. Up and over the timeline is Pitts. Fakes right, goes left around Ziegenbusch. Leaves it for Monin. Monin starts to drive. Fades from 10 feet and banks it in. Nicely done, Monin. That snaps the drought for Botkins. It's 18-11. 22 seconds to go. Anna throws it away. Steal Botkins. Driving down the floor. Bayless all the way to the rack. Lays it up on the glass. Looks like it might have been defensive goaltending. It's called a push-off. Two shots for Botkins. And I tell you what, Bryant, I think the officials have missed it. That ball was up on the backboard on the shot by Bayless. It was pinned against the glass, deflected away from the board. Whistle had occurred. I think it should be a one-shot foul and a made basket, but being awarded two free throws is the 6'5 freshman Vincent Bayless. It's no good short. And head coach Phil Groves for Botkins is discussing it with one of the referees. Ball did not go Botkins' way. Break Anna. Bayless shoots. Good. He makes the second, 18-12. Anna leads by 6. 11 seconds to go, first quarter. Ziegenbusch, deep right corner for Anna. Looks on top for a teammate. Finds A.J. Barhorst. Barhorst cuts down the left side of the lane. Scores with the left hand. Oh, that was strong. 1.4 to go. Good offensive set by Anna to go up 20-12. Barhorst on the finish. Botkins in backcourt. Hillscamp's 50-footer is a little shy of the mark. Anna has stormed to a 20-12 lead after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're your radio on your phone for high school sports. We start the second quarter. Anna blistered the nets. Unbelievable shooting by the Big Green in the first 8 minutes to lead it by a count of 20-12. Here is Botkins possessing the ball to start period number two. Pitch top of the circle, picked up by Ziegenbusch. That's one heck of a matchup right there. Ziegenbusch spinning, twisting into the lane. Feeds Monin on the arc. Right wing, long one, no good, off the heel. Rebound down to Anna. Storming down the floor goes Bixler. Then he throws it top of the key to Flatfoot, who spreads the floor.
Unofficially, Anna was a perfect 9-for-9 from the floor in that first quarter.
Woo-wee. Searing the nets. The green and white, who just missed one, finally. Brady Winning's 15-footer, baseline right, lift the rim, came out. Rebound down to Monin for Botkins. On the arc to Pitts, around one player or another in the lane. Overshot to fade away. The height of Anna bothered him. Rebound Rockets. Down the floor, Ziegenbusch. 8-point lead, Anna. 6:50 left. Second quarter of play. On the arc, it's A.J. Barhorst. Now he goes baseline. He's pinched in. Gives it free throw line to Blackfoot. Fadeaway jumper. Got it. Amazing shot to Blackfoot. Woo! 22-12 Rockets. Flatfoot well guarded. He created separation. Leaned back. And he scorched the nets. 10-point lead. Anna the biggest. Long 3-point try. Botkins, Owen, Zimpfer. 6-6 senior straight away. Missed it. It was crooked off to the right. Rebound down to Anna. Up 10.
Anna, huge rebounding margin right now. Up unofficially 8-2.
Bad pass by Bixler, stolen by Pitts, run out the other way, good for two, and a foul on Anna. That's a big turn of events right there. Anna up 10 with the ball, didn't score, turned it over. Botkins produces a two-pointer, free throw coming for Pitts, it's 22-14.
And that is something that Botkins has done well tonight. I only have him for one turnover. That was the fifth for Anna. That's helped Botkins stay in this game so far.
Yep, sure has. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Free throw by Pitts was good. 22-15 in favor of Anna. Biggest lead in this game for the Rockets, 10. Led by 8 after 1. A lot of dribbling here by Flatfoot on the arc. Needs help. Lobs it to A.J. Barhorst. Back to Blackfoot, steps inside the arc. Woo! He hits it! The ball rattled around in the cylinder forever and then tickled the twine. That was a long deuce, but Blackfoot, an 18-footer. 24-15, Anna.
And Blackfoot now at double digits at 11.
Oh, man. He is simmering. Shooting, lights out. Anna, including Flatfoot, 24-15 lead, Anna. Deep right corner, three ball, Mon and Botkin, short, no good. Rebound, Gardner, but Brady Winning. Anna up 9 with possession, 3 minutes played here in the second quarter. Ziegenbusch, right wing. Good lob, pass down inside, play worked beautifully. Pass up and over Zipfer to Brady, winning for two more. Time out Botkins, which is being whipped by Anna's half-court game. 11-point lead, Anna, the biggest. Midway through the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Yep, as we were saying to you a few minutes ago, Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie has a drive-through on the north end of town, formerly North Loramie drive-through. It's now Schaefer drive-through. We've got your convenient grab-and-go options at Schaefer drive-through. Grab a Schaefer Market cold sub at the new Schaefer drive-through, formerly North Loramie drive-through. Botkins with possession after the timeout. Pitch in tight, is hemmed in, throws on the arc to Steinke. He guns a three, no good, off the back iron. Rebound to Anna. Anna up 11. Here is Ziegenbusch out of control of the lane. He made the shot. It went in. Favorable bounce. But in pivoting around below the foul stripe, he shuffled. Good call by the referee. No basket. 26-15. Anna up 11. 4:20 to go here in the second quarter. Botkins, forecourt right. It is Steinke. Gives it up cross court to Welsh. Hits a cutter down the lane to the rim. Zipfer for two. The 6'6 senior, who had 16 points, 16 rebounds against Fairlawn. Zipfer scores for Botkins, 26-17. And in the lead, A.J. Barhorst outside the arc on the right. Ball high overhead. Here's a near tie-up. Oh, it's a holding foul on Welsh. Probably a good call. Carter winning had his hand grabbed as the tie-up was about set to happen. Common foul, ball out of bounds to Anna near midcourt down below us. 3:50 to go, second quarter. We are perched on about the 45-yard line, first row of the mezzanine. It is nearly sold out here at Botkins tonight. 5-second call on Anna. Botkins defense gets the ball back. 3:40 left to go here in the second period of play. Anna up 26-15. Trojans have the ball far left corner. It's Welsh on top to Zipfer. Near side to Steinke. Zipfer stumbled, nearly walked. Gave it to the three-point shooter. Welsh missed it. Rebound, good! Zipfer on the stick back. Good rebound by the 6'6 Owen Zipfer. And he caressed the ball in off the back rim to cut the Anna lead to 7. 3:11 to go, second quarter. Anna was up 11. Outside the arc of the left is Brady winning. He throws it inside to Barhorst, who might have gotten away with a stumble and a walk. That drew the two-shot foul as he shoveled it toward the rim. He's at the free throw line with a pair. A.J. Barhorst shoots two. 3 minutes left, second quarter. Foul shot short off the rim. No. Anna, for Botkin's sake, Bryant, has cooled off just a smidgen.
Yes, they have, and Botkins owns a slight advantage so far in this quarter.
Second free throw is swished by A.J. Barhorst, 27-19. Anna in the lead by 8.
And now we're back to the same margin we were at the end of the first quarter.
Yep. Each team was 7 in this period. Here's a good pass by Botkins to the baseline. Ball thrown left corner to Pitts. Pitts fires up a jumper, a three ball. In, out, in, out. Rebounding foul below the basket against Anna. And it was Zipfer who was trying to score the putback. He was jammed on the shoulder. Couple free ones for Owen Zipfer. he can whittle this Anna lead down to six. Free throw by Zimper, front rim, no good. 2:38 to go in the quarter. 8-point lead for Anna. Anna began the game just scorching the Nets. Anna's been simmering all night long. Second free throw is good. And it's 27-20 in favor of Anna. Botkins trying to creep back into this game. Here is Blackfoot, top of the circle for Anna. Feeds to a teammate, Brady Winning. Out back to the three-point shooter. Here's a long one. It is much too strong by Carter Winning. Bad shot. Rebound down to Botkins. Zimper, top of the circle. Into the paint. And reaching in is Barhorst. The tie-up is forced by A.J. Good double team from the backside. Arrow favors Anna. Turnover Botkins.
Not many turnovers. That's only their third unofficially tonight.
Shooting's just been playing good. Defense has been fine. Offenses are not in December form. They are in Martin Luther King Day form.
Yes.
Not pre-Christmas. Timeout called. Last 3 minutes, second quarter. Anna up seven on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Hey, don't forget to stop by Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. See all the new items as well as your old favorite, Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's in Fort Loramie. Here's Anna down the floor quickly, a drive into the lane. Ball flip left corner, three-point shooter. Carter Winning, no good. Hit the rim, ricocheted way out to midcourt. Anna gets it back. A minute 56 to go till halftime. Anna up 27-20. Dribble drive into the lane. Carter Winning. Hand off to Ryland Blackfoot. Wild shot way up in the air. Over the rim, no good. Rebound down to Botkins. Here's Pitts driving into the lane. Out back to Monin for three. Ooh, it lit the rim. Great rebound by Zimper. And is all over him. Tell you what, Owen Zimper for Botkins, Bryant, has made an impression on this game in the last 3 minutes or so.
Yes, he has. He, after being scoreless in the first quarter, has already scored seven, and now the opportunity at the line here to further cut into this Anna lead.
Two free throws, Zimper, short, no good. That's obviously an element of his game that needs some polish. 27-20, Anna the seven over Botkins, early season showdown. Botkins 3-0 in the league, Anna 1-0. Each team undefeated on the year. All three of Botkins' contests to date in the SCAL. Games with Parkway and Salina postponed. Oh, he missed each one. Second shot hard. Rebound down to Anna. Here's Higginbush to midcourt. Behind the screen, Blackfoot, left flank. Straight away it goes to big Julian Stearns. 6'7 junior is in. Stearns drops it off to Barhorst in the corner. Right back to Stearns. And Botkins read it beautifully. Picked it off. Then a jump ensues. Arrow favors Botkins. Anna's been stymied. Last four trips down the floor. Botkins a chance to get right back in the thick of it. A three-pointer could cut it to four. 71 seconds to go, second quarter.
You mentioned Stearns. He played in the JV game. That was a big win for Botkins, but Stearns had a late dunk in that game that got the crowd going.
Midcourt pitch for Botkins. Picked up a Ziggenbusch. Swings it down the left side to Welsh. Welsh to Monin. Outside the arc, right flank. It is Steinke into the lane. Strong on the eight-footer. Weak side rebound down to Anna. 45 seconds to go, second quarter. 7-point game, Anna. Ziggenbusch straight away to Bixler. collision below the foul line. A Bodkins player ran over Barhorst. Three fouls each way here in the second quarter. And we're stuck at 27-20 in favor of Anna. The way the game started out, I thought we might have a 40-point team at halftime. Inbounds past Singenbush, and it's stabbed out of bounds by Bodkins. 36.6 to go. Second quarter, 27-20, Anna. Ziegenbusch, playmaker, left of the backboard. Feeds, flat foot, right corner, on the arc to Stearns. He starts a drive against Steinke. Stearns fades in the baseline, overshoots a 12-footer. Weak side rebound down to Pitts. Bodkins to play for one. Bodkins down by as many as 11. A chance to cut it to four or five at halftime. Steinke 30 feet out, guard of a Stearns. Steinke dribbles some more to Welsh with eight to play. Seven, six, five. Welsh at midcourt. Bodkins has got to go. On the arc to Steinke, fadeaway three. Short, no good. It was online, and he leaned into that shot with a little more oomph. He might have made it. It hung on the front rim, fell off. Anna 27, Bodkins 20, hit the halftime break. A Schaefer RV storage is also new, just like the Schaefer drive through in Fort Loramie. Schaefer RV storage right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet each. Email Holly Schaefer at holly@schaeferoil.com. That's Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R, holly@schaeferoil.com. Find out more about Schaefer RV storage and support the Schaefer Market Gallon Giveback Program at the gas pumps. Always low prices. Plus a penny from each gallon sold goes to a special public service endeavor. And by the way, the December Gallon Giveback Program at Schaefer Market assists the Fort Loramie Schools Education Foundation. JV game went to Bodkins. Anna in front by seven here at the half of the varsity tilt, 27-20. Halftime coming up. Jack Kramer, Bryant Billing here at Bodkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Rotterman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Well, hello once again. Welcome back to Botkins. Trojans trail the Rockets. Anna in the lead, 27-20. After two quarters of play, Jack Kramer, Bryant Billing. We were remarking a couple minutes ago off air, and Bryant, these are two quality clubs, a couple of deep tournament teams for sure come February and March.
It's very impressive to watch both of them. I love watching fast-paced basketball, and you can really tell how well Coach Groves and Coach Barhorst have these teams conditioned. They are up and down the floor at a rapid pace tonight.
The difference is the great start by Anna, a terrific opening quarter, 20 points in the first 8 minutes.
Yes, Anna made their first nine shots, and they led 20-12 at the end of the first quarter. Botkins was able to trim that lead down to 7 points here at halftime. Looking at the first half statistics for both of these teams, Eli Pitts leads Botkins with 7 points, and both Will Monin and Owen Zimpfer have 5 apiece. Ryland Platfoot is leading the Rockets with 11 points. Brady Winning has 9 points, and A.J. Barhorst has 5. As Jack mentioned, Anna cooled off there as that second quarter went on. They still shot 12 for 18 unofficially in the first half, and Botkins shot 7 for 22 unofficially. Anna had a 13-7 rebounding advantage. One area that Botkins was able to take advantage of to help stay in was turnovers. Anna had 7. Botkins had 3.
Our halftime report being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, 27-20. Anna by 7 over Botkins at halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. We start the third quarter. Quick hand of possession. Oh, what a pass on the play by Bixler. He dealt it to Ziegenbusch, who made a reverse layup. Botkins comes right back. Power move in the lane. Big 6'6", Owen Zimpfer hits a four-foot banker, and it's 29-22. Seven-point lead for Anna. Rockets coming down the floor, throw into the post. Brady winning, off-balance shot, wild, no good. Rebound, Botkins. Oh, my goodness. Zimpfer took the ball at midcourt. A Euro step, and a layup is good. Fans on their feet, 29-24. Anna leads by five. It was 11, 26-15. Action fast and furious here at the Botkins Gym tonight. It may take 60-65 to win this game. Hot shooting by both clubs. Anna cooled off second quarter. Anna possession baseline right of the rim. Anna up five as points have hit the scoreboard in fast fashion early on third quarter. Anna lobs in, out, back to Ziegenbusch. A fadeaway 28-footer is an air ball. No rebound beneath the rim. That's because Botkins was holding an Anna player. Anna possession. Ziegenbusch right of the basket. Throws it right to Botkins. Zimpfer. Zimpfer on the pickoff. Gives it up down the floor to Monin. Out back to Pitts against Ziegenbusch. He's doubled. Left flank, Steinke, elbow jumper, Steinke, bingo! Steinke hits it from 16. We've got a three-point game. Anna 29, Botkins 26. A blockbuster of a contest here tonight at Botkins. Three-point lead, Rockets, Ziegenbusch, baseline right, twisting, turning, got below the rim, among the trees, left it short, no good. Body foul, though, against Botkins, and it's ruled to be in the act of shooting. Anna might have gotten a break. Ziegenbusch had missed it. There was contact after the shot. Ziegenbusch awarded a pair. Anna up three, 29-26. It was 26-15 at one point. Anna led by 11 with a few minutes to go in that second quarter. And at 29-26, that means Botkins is on a run of 11-3, but Sickenbush here drains a couple foul shots for Anna to extend the lead back to 5. 31-26, 2 minutes played here in the third quarter. Hillscamp outside the arc of the left. He bulldozes into the lane, feeds Monin right corner, jumping, shooting, three-point try short. Rebound down to Sickenbush. Baseline right to Platfoot. He gets Steinke off his feet, and he's awarded 2 free throws, cleverly done by Platfoot of Anna. Make a note, Botkins has cut it to 29-26 with 6.5 to go in the third. And now Anna shoots free throws. Rockets, Bryant, have been adept at getting to the free throw line in this game. Couple of charity tosses by Anna. Up and in by the Rockets. Blake Bixler made one, missed one. 32-26. 6-point lead for Anna. Here's Botkins quickly right corner. Welsh, a deep three is good. Braden Welsh pours one in. Here comes Anna down the floor. Driving shot. Flatfoot crammed out of bounds up against the Trojans logo on the mat against the far wall to our right. 32-29, Anna up 3. Boy, these teams score on offense in hasty fashion. Ball inbounded to Brady Winning. Here's a double team, but Zimfery hedged. Almost stolen by Botkins. Twisting, turning, off balance is Brady Winning. Way over, shoots a 10-footer. Great defense by Botkins. Here come the Trojans down the floor. Down 3, chance to cut it to 1. Monin shot fake, off balance in the lane. He attracted a 2-shot foul. Well done by Monin of Botkins. He had to honor him from the arc. Defense for Anna came out, went chest to chest. Monin took it into the lane. When we return, a couple of free throws. Monin for Botkins. Anna up 3. 5:08 to go, third quarter on scores.broadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
A pair of free throws for Will Monin for Botkins. The first one is perfect. The second one rattles and goes in. And Botkins has cut an 11-point second quarter deficit down to 1. 32-31. 3 minutes gone, third quarter. Flatfoot gives it up on the arc to Bixler. He drives into the lane, defended tightly, almost lost it. Gave it up to Flatfoot. Botkins has really picked up the intensity on the D. Deep right corner, Bixler. Monin tips it away at midcourt. Ball goes into backcourt. 4:42 to go. Botkins' defense has helped turn this game around. Anna's 11-point lead down to 1. Stumbling 30 feet away, getting the handoff is Flatfoot. Foul against Botkins. Keep an eye on the fouls in this quarter, Bryant. 5 already on Botkins. The last 4:35, Anna will shoot 2.
And that is a good thing for Anna, because the Rockets, after that hot start in the first quarter, shooting from the field, struggling here in the second half.
Free throw is no good. In and out. Second shot, but flat-footed swish. He missed the first. Poured in the second. 33-31. Anna's lead is 2. 4:34 to go, third quarter. Bodkins had closed it to 32-31 at the 4:40 mark of the third. Bodkins, a chance to tie or take the lead. Here's a baseline drive by Hillskamp. All the way to the rack. No good. He went strong. Missed it. Got the rebound back. Look at him go to work on the interior. Foul, Anna. Free throws, Hillskamp for Bodkins to tie this game. 4:20 left in the third. 33-31, Anna. Hillskamp missed it. Off to the left. Foul shooting waning a little bit, but both teams. It's so funny, Bryant. Foul shooting can struggle. Shots from the floor can go in left and right.
It is strange how that can work at times, yes.
Second free throw is good. Back to a one-point game, 33-32, Anna. High dribble by Flatfoot. Gave it up to Ziegenbusch. Deep in the left corner goes to Brady Winning. Brady back to the basket. Feeds low on the left to Barhorst. Muscles. Goes up from short range. He's defended well. Shot deflected. And coming out of there with it is Hillskamp. Down to Monin for Bodkins. Baseline left. Stolen. Nice steal on the play by Carter Winning of Anna. Down to Flatfoot. One-point game. 33-32 Anna. 3:38 to go, third quarter. 25 feet out, Ziegenbusch. Back to the basket. Right corner, Brady Winning. Winning starts to drive, double teamed. Pivots, arches up a 7-footer. Wide left, shot was altered. Rebound Fitz. Here comes Fitz storming down the floor. Off balance in the lane. Hacked on the arm. And he gets two. Well done by Fitz of Bodkins with a chance to give the Trojans the lead. Boy, has Bodkins' defense ever gotten better.
And their rebounding is much better here in this second half. We're only a little over midway through the third quarter, and I have them for having almost as many rebounds as they did the entire first half.
Yep, there you go. First foul shot by Pitts is good. Timeout called. He's got one more coming after this break. 33-33 tie. 3 minutes plus to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
So many thanks to Barker Insurance, 50 years in business, a stellar reputation, second to none. Barker on 25A, a mile north of I-75. Second free throw, yes. And lo and behold, Bodkins has come all the way back, having trailed 26-15. Trojans now lead 34-33. 3:12 to go, third quarter. Anna had 20 points after one quarter. Only 13 cents. Under three to play in the third. Anna's got the ball right side of the floor. Flatfoot out high. It goes to Carter Winning. Carter Winning on the bounce. Into the post to Barhorst. Left corner, Flatfoot. Push off by Zipfer of Bodkins. That was unnecessary. 25 feet out on the floor. And at six fouls on Bodkins, Anna shoots two. The final 2:46 of the third. Free throw rimmed by Flatfoot, normally a very good shooter at the stripe. 34-33, Bodkins up one.
Flatfoot made a basket midway through the second quarter. He hit 11 at that point. He has just one free throw, now make that two since then.
Yep, Ryland ties the game. Foul shot, second one in, 34-34. Pitch with the ball, top of the circle. Hits Hillscamp outside the lane on the left. He muscles up a shot in the paint and gets it to go. It wasn't pretty. He survived contact and scored it. Steal by Botkins. Monin, baseline left. On the arc to Welch. Back to Monin. Two-point lead, Botkins, 36-34. Straight away it goes to Pitts, fakes right, goes left down the lane, around traffic, high off the backboard, hits the rim, no good, rebound Anna, Blackfoot takes it 60 feet down the floor, lost it, picked up by Anna, in the lane, shot by Brady winning, no good, rebound Botkins, leaking out, Simfer with the field goal. Wild melee to our right. Offensive rebounding. Anna couldn't get the shot to go. Big Owen Zimfer at 6'6". Took off. He turned on the Jets. Leaked to the other end. Got the lead pass. Scored. Botkins up 4. A minute 55 to go in the third. Zimfer with a three-point play chance. It is no good. Short. Rebound to Anna.
Still, he was scoreless in the first quarter, and he has scored 11 since then, including 6 in this quarter.
Here is Stearns at the foul line for Anna. Botkins puts the clamps on him, and he walks. Traveling violation on Stearns. Botkins' defense has really tied up Anna in knots ever since the start of the second quarter, Bryant.
They absolutely have. That's their fourth turnover unofficially here in this quarter.
Botkins up 4. Deep right corner, 3 ball. Monin, short, no good. Rebound in the lane. Hook shot, good! Woo! Vincent Bayless, the 6'5 freshman in off the bench, just made a left-hander. Botkins up 6. A minute 12 to go, third quarter. Dribbling through the top of the circle, Carter winning. Baseline left, Blackfoot. Here's a teardrop, a river. It's good, but wipe it off the glass. Offensive foul. Momentum turning big time in this game. Woo! 40-34, Botkins. Blackfoot with a great delivery. High arching floater, teardrop, baseline left. But he ran over the Trojan, and that negates the fielder.
Anna made its first field goal attempt here in this quarter. I have them missing 7 since then.
Here is Hillscamp straight away. Long bomb. No good off the back iron. Rebounding foul. Botkins over the back. 53.2 to go here in the third. And that's another one of those careless fouls, Bryant. You're shooting the ball at the offensive end. You're over the limit on personals. You foul. Anna trots the other direction and gets 2 free ones at the stripe.
And if it wasn't for those free throws, this would really be more lopsided right now.
Yep.
That is the 6th that Anna has made in this quarter.
Brady winning. Knocks it down. It is 40-35. That one's too hard. Good. One-handed rebound by Zimfer. Backcourt to Pitts. Botkins went up 40-34 with a minute left in the third. Botkins now up 5. Zimfer mid-range back to the basket. Outside the arc to Pitts. 40-35 Botkins. 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Pitts is doubled. Here comes the hedge. Gets rid of it to Zimfer. Left side pass to Welch. Welch gets a screen. Hillscamp straight away. Botkins very well orchestrated. Offensive end. Pick and roll. Hillscamp catches. Scores! And a foul on Anna. Oh, is Hillscamp ever strong? He displayed his power to the rim right there. The lead is 7 for Botkins. What a turnaround in this game. It was 26-15 in favor of Anna at one point. Now Botkins is up 7. Another free throw is missed. Rebound is stabbed out of bounds off Botkins. 26-15 was the score at one point. Since then, 9 points for Anna. That was early on second quarter. And since then, 27 for Botkins. 27-9 will run by the Trojans. 10 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's Blackfoot down the right side. Looks at the clock. Four to play. Step back three. 30-footer. Clangs off the iron. No good. Rebound volleyballed off the end of the floor. 7-point lead, Botkins, after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Well, we start the fourth quarter, and the man right now for Botkins is Hillskamp, who took the ball 20 feet away, and he barreled right down the paint area all the way to the basket. And used that power, which he's displayed off in the night, to get to the hoop again. Shot would not go in, but he's fouled. He makes the first free throw, misses the second. Botkins has upped its lead now to 8. After trailing in the first few minutes of the second quarter by 11. Stearns on the arc for Anna. He starts to drive way out of control. He walked. It's amazing how Botkins' intensity on defense has put the hex on Anna's offense over the last 2.5 quarters or so. Botkins' D is stymied. The green and white. Here is Hillskamp in the post. Mid-range against Barhorst. Back to the basket. Maneuvers. Powers. Shoots from 4 feet. Short. No good. He knew where the ball was going. Got his own rebound. Foul. Anna. It's the Tucker Hillskamp show. Tucker has been a dynamo here in the second half. He wants that basketball. And Anna simply cannot stop him. But he cannot convert at the line. It's no good. 6'1 senior with his mobility, bulk, and strength plays like he's 6'3 or 6'4. He makes the second. He splits the two. Botkins' advantage is 9, 44-35. Anna with 15 points since the end of the first quarter. Here's Blackfoot dribbling around 1-2 players all the way to the rim unmolested. He lost it. Botkins gets it. Anna with another offensive miscue. And we've got body contact in the left corner of the floor. Botkins player goes down. Is Hillskamp again on the deck, shoved. 7 minutes to go in the fourth. Botkins up 9. Baseline left of the rim. Pitch to throw in for the Trojans. Pitch inbounded. I would have expected this to be the Eli Pitt show tonight, Bryant, but Botkins has so many other weapons. Inbounding to Zimpfer, off balance, runner, backboard rim, trickles away, no good, foul, Botkins. Botkins has got scoring from multiple points on the floor. But tonight, not major contribution from Pitts and Monin. It's been other weapons. Zimpfer and Hillskamp have been outstanding.
Yes, they have.
44-35. Bodkins up 9. 6:40 left to go in this game. Top of the circle, it is Bixler. Give and go in the paint. Push-off foul against Zimfer of Bodkins. As from the backside, he grabbed the Anna offensive player, Brady Winning. 3 fouls, Anna, 2 Bodkins here in the fourth. 6:38 to go. 9-point lead, Bodkins. Ziegenbusch to throw in, baseline right of the rim. Zig looks, hits a cutter down the lane, deflected. Nice play by Pitts, who stole it, gave it up, got it back, and scored! Eli Pitts on the run. 46-35. Bodkins with a terrific comeback. Deep corner three, Anna, good! A long one, but Blackfoot timeout called as Bodkins had gone ahead 46-35 with the 6:25 to go. The three by Platfoot cuts it to 8. Timeout called on scorersbroadcast.com.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Ziegenbusch wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats you don't want to miss.
Man open! Caught! Touchdown!
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
6 minutes to go. Bodkins up 8, 46-38. Deep in the right corner, Trojans have the ball. It's Welch. He revolves around the top of the circle, weaves it to Pitts. Pitts looks for help, back to Welch. Left side, Hillskamp, baseline against Barhorst. Hillskamp in the lane, twisting, turning, banking, good! Oh, what a night for Tucker. 48-38, Bodkins up 10. 5:36 to go, steal, Zimfer, run out, good! Bodkins will not be denied. Terrific comeback by Bodkins. A 23-point turnaround since the Trojans trailed 26-15. It's 50-38. Blackfoot, top of the circle. In the lane to Barhorst. Foul. Hillskamp. Ball out of bounds. It's Common. Anna will throw in. 5:15 to go here in the fourth. Baseline right. Ziegenbusch, the playmaker for Anna. Ziegenbusch looks. Looks some more. Throws in the paint, in traffic, it's caught, nice play, spinning, Brady Winning, hits it. Five-footer off the window, 50-40 in favor of Bodkins. Biggest lead there was at 50-38 with 5:20 to go. Dribble drive, Bodkins down the right side of the lane. It's either a travel or an offensive foul, and that's what it is. That's what Anna needs, a defensive stop. Bodkins out of control. 50-40 is our score. Anna timeline. Platfoot, right wing Barhorst. Picked up by Hillskamp. He stops his dribble. Bad pass deflected by Pitts. Goes into backcourt. Ziegenbusch runs it down. Scattered floor. Zig down the lane to the rim. Blocked on the play. Zimfer crammed it. Took it away. Goes to Hillskamp. Hillskamp outside the arc on the left to Monin. 4:33 left. Bodkins up 10. Trojans can play keep away. Here is a fake left. Then to the right goes Pitts. Straight on Hillskamp. On the arc, Monin. Mid-range. Zimfer back to the basket. Working. Goes opposite to Monin. inside the arc, now to Fitz outside the arc. Time out, Botkins. 50-40, Trojans, 4:10 to go in the game. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street. It is your family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, the adult children. Styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style, you will smile. Beautiful hair, beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Owner Deb Gubo, stylist Renee Mesher in Turner, Kathy Wilson, Chris Siegel. Open Monday through Saturday is Cutaway Styling Salon. 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style, we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Bryant, this game living up to its billing. Again, a couple of quality clubs, two deep tournament teams. Botkins playing great defense, now mixing it with its fine offense, up by 10 after trailing by 11.
Very impressive to see how Botkins has adjusted in this game. When your opponent comes out and makes nine shots, that can really rattle you. But Botkins has stayed calm, made the defensive adjustments, and now a double-digit lead. Who would have thought that in the first quarter?
Monin just missed a three as it skidded off the rim. A design play for him behind the arc. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound down to Anna, trailing by 10. 3:45 to go. Anna needs baskets and stops. Bad pass, interception. Welch knocked out of bounds by Anna, then off the head of Welch. Good call by the referee. Kyle Bachman all over it. Here is Ziegenbusch at side court. Deals into backcourt to Blake Bixler. Down the right side, Blake top of the circle, dribbles behind the back, gives it to Ziegenbusch, fakes right, goes left into the lane, bank shot, good! Ziegenbusch, 12-footer, 50-42. Botkins, four straight points by Anna, 3:18 to go in the game. Midcourt, Pitts, fakes right, goes left, Ziegenbusch knocks it away, steals! Outlet to a teammate. Drive. Layup. Good. Brady winning. Makes it a 6-point encounter. 3 minutes to go. Top of the circle. Pitts gives it up left corner. Welch. Baseline drive. Sloppy pass. Botkins lucky. That was not picked off. Ball rolled to Pitts. Foul line. Twisting. Turning in the lane. Right in front. Pitts missed it. Rebound though to Hillscamp. Back to Pitts. 2:40 to go. Six straight points by Anna, which has nipped away at a 12-point deficit. Foul line Zimfer. Weave to Welch. On the arc to Monin. Monin right corner. The weave is on. They look for the back cut periodically. It's not there. And Botkins is pleased to milk the clock. 3,000 Anna. Zimfer back to the basket, 20 feet away. Hand off to Pitts. Pitts nearly walked. Dribbling. Monin between the rings. Left side Hillscamp. Left corner Zimfer. 2 minutes to go. A 6-point lead being nursed by Botkins. Foul away from the action against Far Horse of Anna. It's common. Each team with four. And even 2 minutes to play in this game. It was 50-38, Botkins. It's 50-44. Anna sliced it to six. Here comes the double team on Zimfer. Pass to Welch. Foul Ziegenbusch. Two free throws here for Botkins. Trojans a chance to really put some distance again between it and Anna with made free throws. Foul shot, no good. These clubs, Bryant, for as well as these two teams have played in all phases, free throw shooting, a bit to be desired.
Yes, they both missed a lot so far tonight. I know that'll be something that each of these squads will be focusing in practice.
Yep, one of two made by Welch, 51-44. Anna needs a three. Here's a drive, but Blackfoot fouled in the act of shooting. It stops the clock. 1:47 to go in the fourth quarter. Botkins ahead by 7, 51-44. It was 50-38, Botkins, after Anna was in front, 26-15. Two free throws, Blackfoot. First one, dead center, 51-45. What a night for Ryland. Second shot in. 18 for Blackfoot for Anna. It's a five-point game. Minute 40 to go. It looked like 90 seconds ago, Botkins had this one put away up by 12, but not so fast. Monin on the arc. A minute 31 to go to Pitts. Foul line. Hop, step, and a jump in the lane. Nearly shot it. Gave it up to Zimfer in the left corner. Out on the arc. It goes to Pitts. Into the lane. Dancing around. Doesn't shoot. A minute 15 to go. We got a foul away from the ball against Anna. Botkins will shoot a pair. Leading by 5. With 74 seconds to go. Monin shooting 2 for Botkins. Now, from a shooting aspect, the foul line is not really where these two clubs have wanted to be, especially Botkins, although Monin thinks it. Soft touch, front rim, backboard, and good. 52-46. Botkins up 6, 73 seconds to go here in the fourth. Second shot by Monin. He retoes the line. Both teams in the two-shot situation now. That's way short. Rebound, Anna down 6. The three-pointer would cut this spread in half. Here's Blackfoot. He's the man who can do it. He's double-teamed. Gives it up to Bixler. Bixler 20 feet away. Reach in. Well done by Monin. Jump ball, arrow, Anna. 1 minute to go. 6-point lead, Botkins. Anna side court throwing in. Ziegenbusch. Left wing, Blackfoot 25 feet away. He looks for a shot. Bixler between circles. Lobs it right corner. Blackfoot, bad pass, deflected, stolen by Monin. Foul, backcourt, Anna. Anna a little sloppy. Botkins is overplayed and used it to the Trojans' advantage.
Unofficially, that is 16 turnovers for Anna tonight. 9 for Botkins. That has been a big difference, and Botkins has converted on a lot of those that Anna has made.
Yep, good observation, Brian. That's for sure. Botkins' defense has been sticky. It has caused Anna problems over the last three quarters. Monin rolls in the free one. 53-46 Botkins. 46 seconds to go. Monin, swish! 54-46 Trojans. 43 ticks on the clock. Flat foot down the floor. Gives it up to Ziegenbusch. Driving, scooping, foul against Botkins. Ziegenbusch almost had a shot in a three-point play as he shoveled it toward the basket from his knees. It wouldn't go in, but he creates two at the stripe. These are big for Anna. Rockets need every free throw. Ziegenbusch misses it. Front rim, back rim, side rim off. No good. 8-point lead for Botkins. Trojans once trailed 26-15. Have led by as many as 12, 50-38. Ziegenbusch, hard, back rim, no. Rebound, Botkins. Trojans in good shape now, up 8 with the ball. Foul in and backcourt committed by Blackfoot. Free throw shooting again. An Achilles heel for both teams. Botkins defense turned this game around. Woo! Botkins D has been unbelievable here tonight. Free throw is no good. Well, up here in the last 30 seconds, Bryant, both coaches, Barhorst, Anna, Groves, Botkins, scratching their heads at missed free throws.
Yes. And Anna had done well in the third quarter.
Monin goes 1 for 2. 55-46 Botkins. Anna's flat foot down the floor, top of the key, pulls up, 3-point shot. He drains it. Time out, Anna. 55-49. 25.4 to go. We'll take a break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Port Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
Oh, what a night. And it is one heck of a night for Botkins, up 6. Rallying from 11 down to lead by 12. Now it's a 6-point game after the Blackfoot 3 from Anna. Botkins throws it in. A grabbing foul by the Rockets. 23.9 to go. Botkins up 6. And a lot of the last 10, 12 minutes of this game, Bryant, a parade to the free throw strike. Man, oh man, you need two or three calculators to keep track of it. At the line is Pitts. Both teams have missed a bunch of free throws. Had Botkins shot even two-thirds at the stripe, this game would be well in hand.
Logan Ziegenbusch was called for that foul there. That is his fifth. There is some talk there with Coach Barhorst and an official. See if they're double-checking to make sure the foul was on him. I think that is what Coach Barhorst was trying to.
Well, they went to New York for the replay. Or maybe New Palestine. That's somewhere close, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, we got a couple free throws here for Eli Pitts for Botkins, which leads by 6, 55-49. Foul shots in the air. It's good. And it's 56-49. Botkins with 23.9 to go. Here in a moment, I'll tell you all about Fox Supply in Minster. Both foul shots by Pitts are good. The lead is 8, 57-49. Botkins defense undressed Anna after the first quarter. The Rockets had a hard time adjusting. Here's Botkins with a mistake, fouling a three-point shooter, Blackfoot. He's got three at the stripe coming. He can build on the 21-point game. This is where Anna will need to find some help, some additional scoring. Great night for Blackfoot, 22. But the size for Anna on the interior has got to produce more. Three free throws. Easy for me to say for Blackfoot. First two are good, and it's a 6-point game, 57-51. 17 seconds to go, 57-52. Botkins gets it into Monin. Here comes the foul. 15.2 left. Never know. Should Monin make one, miss one. Anna's within two threes of tying the game up.
Still realistic, yes. Back to that foul, though, that last one that Botkins made. We've seen a couple of times tonight some of those early season mistakes, you can call it. But still, it's been a very impressive performance by both of these teams.
Free throw, Will Monin. And he uses every inch of the rim, and it goes in.
We've talked about the free throw struggles here by both teams. It has not extended to Monin. He has now made 6 of 7 in this quarter.
He hits them both. 59-52, 7-point lead, Botkins. 15 ticks remain on the clock. Trojans up to 7. A quick message here for Fox Supply in Minster, which contracts with organizations the deal in cleaning, safety, and food service supplies that more than 1,000 companies can fact. And Fox Supply contracts with these organizations, marketing these supplies in large volumes, working closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Does Fox Supply in Minster? And through Scores Broadcast, Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill and rapport with the region by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply in Minster for 50 years, one of many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, to work, to receive an education, and raise families. Well, this game delivered as advertised. Early season showdown in the Shelby County Athletic League boys race. And it followed through. The offenses were splendid the first 12 minutes of the game. Both teams clicking all cylinders, especially Ann at the offensive end. And then Bodkin's defense took over. Bodkin's offense got untracked. Long three here, but Platfoot with 8 seconds to go is way short. Rebound Bodkin's, foul Anna. 59-52. Couple of free throws. Pits for Bodkin's as the Trojans have sealed the deal. Oh, what a nice win for Bodkin's here at home. Trojans have had the schedule advantage so far, playing three games at home in the league, now a fourth game at home, or I should say a two games at home followed by a road trip to Fairlawn and this one here. Pitts makes both free throws. Anna fires up the floor, picked off the Zipfer. That's it. It's over. Bodkin's, in stellar fashion, makes a great comeback. Once down 26-15, Trojans rally. Biggest lead was 50-38. Bodkin's, it winds up 61-52. We'll take a 2 or 3 minute break, then return to start our wrap-up when we come back. Jack and Bryant from Bodkin's on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are especially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Oh, we finally get to slow down a little bit here on ScoresBroadcast.com. After a terrific night, I've got a new acronym, WAG. WAG describes this evening, what a game. What a game it was. 26-15 in favor of Anna at one point, second quarter, after leading 20-12 after one. Anna started 9-for-9, just searing hot, sizzling was Anna. Bodkin's defense picked it up, and at one point in the latter stages of this game, Bodkin's owned a 12-point lead, 50-38, do the math, from 26-15 Anna to 50-38 Bodkin's. That's what, 35 points for Bodkin's and 12 for Anna? Almost a 3-to-1 ratio. Wow. Bodkin's defense just switched this game entirely. That's all there is to it. And Bodkin's deserves credit. Anna was hot to start. Bodkin's shut it down. Give the Trojans, head coach Phil Groves, his staff, his players, all the credit in the world. Bodkin's made the adjustments, and clearly as the game went on, Bodkin's did a better job inside. Anna with a slight size advantage, and not significant, but an advantage in terms of height on the interior. In fact, Anna, I looked at the roster, I think they've only got one player or two under 6 feet. In the entire array of Rockets players, but Bodkin's, with strength and savvy, muscled its way into the paint, and man, oh man, did Zimpfer and Hillskamp tear it up. Bryant's alongside. He'll have details for you in just a moment. I want to let you know that Frisch's in Sydney has never, ever left. It's still there, going strong. Michigan Avenue, west of I-75. Frisch's in Sydney, as popular as ever. Enjoy those fabulous Frisch's favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. The iconic Big Boy, original fish, crispy onion rings, hot, delicious chili and vegetable soup, and the outstanding hot fudge cake, pumpkin pie, being served right through the Christmas holidays. And don't forget the Frisch's Breakfast Bar, open 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. weekends, 7 to 11 weekdays. Frisch's in Sydney, open till 10 every night. More popular than ever, Frisch's evening dinner menu, get a load of this, spaghetti, whitefish, meatloaf, chicken pot pie. I've had them all except the spaghetti. They're very good. So what's your favorite thing at Frisch's? You've got a tough question to answer. You'll have many different favorite things at Frisch's. Give Frisch's in Sydney a try. Still in Sydney, going strong with those fabulous Frisch's favorites. Geyers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, West Main, and Fort Loramie. Customer pricing and financing always. When Gus Geyer started Geyers, he was smiling back in the day, treating every customer with great service, and he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyers have done business the same way since. See the new Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers in Fort Loramie. Online, too, at GAIERSinc.com. Upcoming in a couple minutes, our star of the game, brought to you by Sour Mugs, Sour Mugs in West Milton, Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue, brand new in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Tell you what, if this is an inkling of what the Shelby County League boys race is going to be like, Bryant, we are in for a real, real treat. This was special tonight. A tale of two halves, so to speak. Botkin's defense was amazingly tough over the last two and a half, three quarters, and it stopped Anna Cold. Rockets had their way in the first 8 minutes.
It was really interesting how that game turned like it did, but a really impressive pivot by Botkin's to be able to just completely take over in the second half. Really impressed with them overall. Balanced scoring tonight by them. And, Jack, they have to be loving it, staying undefeated right now. 4-0 overall and in the league. That is a great way to get on top of things early in the early goings. And we talked about this in the pregame, but they've had a big home slate here early, and you really want to win those home games when you got them, especially early in the season. That sets you up well and gives you help when you're going to be facing so many tough road league games in the second half of the year.
Yeah, Phil Groves' club is now 4-0, beating Fort Loramie, Rushi, Anna in the league, all at home. At Bradford tomorrow night for the Botkin's Trojans, at Jackson Center on Tuesday. And we've got that game two nights before Christmas, Tuesday night, December 23rd, Botkin's at Jackson Center. By the way, Merry Christmas to everybody from scoresbroadcast.com. Thank you so much for joining us online. Merry Christmas to all of our faithful listeners. They text us, email us throughout the night. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I hope you had a happy, happy Thanksgiving. A happy new year to you. It's just around the corner. Hard to believe that we started back in 2006. 2006 on the air. First ever basketball game. Jackson Center, Rushi. And here we are bearing down on 2026. 21 basketball campaigns here on scoresbroadcast.com. Our founding partner, LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center, still with us. Thank you, LaCal. Wouldn't be here today, 21 years later, without you. LaCal Equipment got us off the ground, has supported us ever since. Thanks so much to LaCal, our founding underwriting partner here on scoresbroadcast.com. And so many others have been with us 14, 15, 17, 18 years. We will highlight you in our closing billboard in just a few minutes. Sour Mugs in West Milton, Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua at the Piqua Center underwrites this segment of our broadcast. It's our stars of the game, and Bryant, there were many.
Yes, yes, there were. And looking at the complete statistical recap here, again, it was a 20-12 lead by Anna over Botkin's in the first quarter. The Rockets made all nine of their first shots, but Botkin's was able to win the second quarter 8-7, and then the Trojans dominated the second half with a 22-12 advantage in the third quarter and edged Anna 19-17. In the fourth, looking at some team statistics, big difference was in turnovers. Anna had 21 in the game, and Botkin's finished with 10. Those are all unofficials. It was definitely trial by fire for my first game keeping stats this year with as fast and up and down as it was, so I won't claim that those are 100%, but still it tells the big story of the game there. Rebounds ended up being similar, 21-19 in favor of Bodkins. Looking at the scoring for both teams with Anna, it was three players who had the bulk of the Rockets scoring. Logan Ziegenbusch finished with 8 points. Brady Winning finished with 14. Ryland Platfoot finished with 24. It was tough for Anna to lose Ziegenbusch there in the fourth quarter as the Rockets were trying to make a comeback. He ended up fouling out there late. And for Bodkins, a really balanced effort in scoring overall. Tucker Hulskamp had 11 points. Owen Zimpfer and Will Monnen each had 13, and Eli Pitts finished with 15. We talked a little bit about foul shooting. Want to mention those numbers. Anna finished 12 for 19 from the free throw line. Bodkins 22 for 35, so they definitely left some shots there, especially late, as we noted, in the fourth quarter. For your Sour Mugs players of the game, Ryland Platfoot takes the nod with Anna. He did a great job of keeping the Rockets in it tonight, including a couple of threes in the fourth quarter that helped keep them in it. And it is a tough call. You could give it to all four of those Bodkins players who finished in double figures. But I'm going to go with Tucker Hulskamp because the baskets he made in the second half, 9 of his 11 points came in the second half, and the baskets he made were huge momentum swinging baskets, especially in that third quarter when they needed them. I'm thinking of that one that he was out on the right wing, took a short pass, and then bulldozed his way in and made a basket off the glass. That was a huge one that really solidified the momentum in their favor. So.
Sure was. That one stat that you noted, Bryant, exemplifies Bodkins' defense, which forced 21 Anna mistakes, 21 turnovers by Anna, and most all of those were in the last three quarters.
And as I said, unofficial, I wouldn't be surprised if it was closer to 25.
Might have been. Yep. This segment of our presentation brought to you by Sour Mugs, our stars of the game, Sour Mugs in West Milton, Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the Food Court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
9-point win, but Botkins. Botkins also turned away Anna in the JV tilt here tonight. Botkins, a 61-52 winner in our varsity game. Thanks to O'Reilly Machine Tool in Rushi. Rushi, home to a company that serves Ohio, parts of Indiana, Michigan, and all over the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool in big demand, offering tool sharpening, recoating, special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost, grinding your first 10 tools free. Always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. Contact us online, O'ReillyMTS.com, O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports right here on scoresbroadcast.com. So many thanks to our great array of sponsors with us here on Scores Broadcast. So many of you on board for a decade and a half or so. We appreciate it. Couldn't do it without you. There are no subscription services. People listen free. And our area business and industry do help to pay the freight. That is all there is to it. Our next broadcast is Monday night from Kettering Alter. Division 4 Alter Girls host Rushi. Division 7 should be an outstanding game. Rushi, with a win tomorrow over New Bremen, will come into that game Monday unbeaten. Division 4 against Division 7 on Monday. Tip-off at 7, on the air at 6:15 Monday night. And then next Tuesday, I've communicated to Jackson Center. We would like to cover Botkins at Jackson Center in the Habitat of the Cat on Tuesday night. Trojans against the Tigers. Varsity tip-off, 7, 10, or 15 or so. We'll be on the air about 6:25 on Tuesday night. We start our sports pageant, our array of audio elements. They all begin about a minute or two into the second half of the JV game. That's how we time it, and it works out perfectly. So many thanks to Jeremy Plyman here at Botkins, who made available to us his son Colton Plyman for a really neat, interesting pregame interview at 5 o'clock earlier tonight. I also talked to a couple of former Botkins student athletes. Carson Brown was with us. Grace Gutman was here as well. We will feature them in pregame segments when we return to Botkins here in a couple weeks. So thanks so much to those student athletes from Botkins. They've rolled out the red carpet for us here once again. Love it in the mezzanine. We're among the crowd, but perched right at midcourt on the 50-yard line. Big thank you to our online listeners, Bryant Billing alongside, filling in for Chuck McBee. Bryant, Stats Color, On-Site Engineering, driving all the way up from Dayton, negotiating I-75 to be with us. Thanks, Bryant. Really, really enjoyed it so much.
Absolutely. I did, too. And we'll pass along the other Shelby County League scores from the night before we go home. Fort Loramie, big winners over Fairlawn, 55-32, and Jackson Center, a 62-28 win, victorious 62-28 over Houston.
Okay. There you have it. And thanks to Jeff Bray, listening down in South Carolina, who informed me about 15, 20 minutes ago that I predicted, and I did, before the game started, or maybe during the first few minutes, that it was going to take 60 to 65 to win it. Guess what? Botkins got 61. 61 for Botkins to win it by 9. 61-52. Thanks, Jeff, for reminding me of that so I could pass on my success to our listeners. Rarely do I hit it almost right on like that, but my instincts told me we were going to run up some points the way that game started out. on the air again on Monday about 6:15 or so from Kettering Alder, Rushi Girls in Action. Join us then. Merry Christmas to all of you from Scores Broadcast. Happy New Year, too. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Bryant, what did the Thanksgiving turkey have to eat for dessert? Of course, he's already eaten it. That was way back at the end of November. The Thanksgiving turkey had peach gobbler. And Santa is cultivating three gardens up at the North Pole right now. They're snow-covered, but he's still cultivating three gardens. You know why three?
Why?
So he can go ho, ho, ho. Jack Kramer, Bryant Billings, and good night from here at Bodkin's. Final score, Trojans 61, Anorakets 52.
For 20 years, ScoresBroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank LaCal very much. ScoresBroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from LaCal Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schulze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schulze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.